Welcome to Business Video Marketing Strategies, expanding your business exposure with video and other hot social methods. Hello, my name is David Cummings and I'm very excited about Business Video Marketing Strategies. Video can showcase your business and venture with ease, highlighting your most valuable message by way of pictures, motion, and video voiceovers. A picture is worth a thousand words, as they say, and a video is worth a thousand pictures, if you could take that further. So you can literally portray your message in only seconds or minutes with the right video presentation. People really connect with video, and it's social proof all over the internet. And that's why I'm very excited about video and what it can do for your business and your marketing strategies. I trust you'll enjoy the show. Well, last week, we looked at the first few elements of the video marketing, including the equipment and the props, the camera, the microphone and the audio issues, and the lighting. And this week, we're going to cover it in more detail, and that is to do with the face-to-face in the real world, shooting one-on-one portrait, or screen capture, where you just record what's happening on your computer screen. But they both utilize the following elements, and you could use these as a checklist before you even start. Editing software and the setting and the film crew, the message, the video type, the customer benefits, the length of the video and the producer, preparation, medium and platform. And all of these things work together very, very well, provided you don't leave any of them out. Okay, now let's get right into it. The editing software. This is where you need to look at whether it can do transitions. It can do fade-ins and fade-outs, cropping, insert pictures, editing the audio, editing the pictures. Can it do intro music? Can it do inserting text? And there's many different types of editing software out there which can help you with these. But firstly, look at transitions. Now, transitions is where you fade from one scene to another, and it's usually bridged by some sort of transition where you can fade one in and fade out, or you can literally shoot this off the screen and a new scene comes in, or you can just do a clean cut. Shooting one, it goes straight to the next scene. And if you watch television, movies, or adverts, you watch how they transition between scenes, where they're doing one, and all of a sudden they shoot to another person, or another scene, and they might show a text up on the screen all of a sudden, and then back to a person. Now these don't have any transitions, they're clean cut transitions. But if you transition with some sort of fade in or fade out, or one shoots off the screen and another one fades in beside it, that's called a transition. And it helps bridge when you do lots of talking, and you have to stop, edit, and you have to start talking again. And consider me talking now, then if you can see my face, you'd see me talking, and then I'd have a break. And if I start talking at a different location, my face would be slightly different or in a different position on the screen, and then I'd start talking again. But when you join these together, it seems as if my face is jumping from one point to the other. You need some sort of transition for these, and they work very well when you stop and start editing your video. Now, cropping. Cropping is where you have a large picture and you want to crop it down. The same for video. You can crop a large video and make it a lot smaller. You can zoom into a particular person, or you can zoom out and see a landscape picture in the background. And that's very important because sometimes you need to zoom into certain things and zoom back out. And that also works very well when you're doing screen capture. When you're recording what's on your screen, sometimes you want to zoom into certain things, especially if it's small text. Then you can zoom into that small text, people have a look at it, and then you can zoom back out to the full screen again. And that's very important that you can crop, jump in, jump out, and zoom here and there. Okay, inserting pictures is the next big thing with your editing software. Might film people in the real world, and then you might have to have some sort of advert popping up in the background or beside you, or you want an arrow to point over here, or a star or an asterisk or something to do with another picture right beside your video portrait on the screen, and you add them afterwards. You can also add text afterwards as well. For instance, if I'm talking to you about some sort of product or some sort of introduction to my video, to my business, then I can have across the top of the screen text added in. And it's just teletext, that's all it is. Just typing in and afterwards, and your editing software makes it very, very easy. And it depends on which editing software you use, of course. Now, another important aspect is that you want to be able to edit your audio. Sometimes you talk and you make a mistake here and there, and you just need to take out a lot of the audio which you've made a mistake, or you're not quite happy with what you said. So what you do is you go into your editing software and you can cut and you can crop it out and remove that section of audio. You can even remove sections of audio from this point and chop it and move it right up to the beginning of it and change the order of your voice. And it is very important that your editing software does this and does it easily. If not, then have a look at some other software, because this is one of the fundamentals of editing videos. Your editing software should be able to do some introduction music. You should be able to import a music file and have a music intro and a music outtake as well. And if you're watching this video, you will understand what I mean, because we have some introduction music, some outtake music as well. Some of the editing software available is, as we mentioned in last show, was Movie Maker for PCs and screen capture editing software like Camtasia or CamStudio or Jing. Now, you want to be careful of which one you get, because you can't do everything on all of them. Some have certain features and others don't. Now, obviously, the paid versions and paid software is going to have a lot more features. I personally use the TechSmith Camtasia, and you can use that on a PC or a Mac. I've got a Mac version. You can also use on a Mac, you can use ScreenFlow, and that's another screen capture editing software program. Now, you can film in the real world and import it into Camtasia and do all your editing in there as well. You can do the same thing with ScreenFlow or Movie Maker. I'm not sure how well it uses screen capture on it, and you just have to be very careful with that. The other thing is iMovie. If you use a Mac, then iMovie can do a lot of these features as well. And you can do fade-ins, you can do introductions, you can do news clips and those sorts, and it's very interesting once you get going, because you've got a lot of templates to work with, and that's the beauty of some of these programs. Some of the editing software programs have a lot of templates, which you can just slot straight into yours, and that will save a lot of time. Okay, I think I've said enough on editing software. Let's now have a look on the setting and the film crew. Now, back in the original show about the 14-point checklist for business videos, we mentioned the setting and the film crew. And you might think, well, what's the film crew got to do anything? But it is very important that if you are the film crew, then you need to make sure that you can do certain things with your camera. When you're the only person filming yourself, you can't move around all just like if someone else was videoing you. If someone else is videoing you, you can move around a little bit more. They can keep you in focus and pan the camera across. However, if you've just got the video camera on a tripod and you're filming yourself, you've almost got to stand still in the right position, being in focus. Otherwise, you'll move out of the center of the camera and they will lose you. It's important to know who's going to be filming you, whether it's yourself or whether you've got a real video crew. Now, I mentioned in the original show about the setting. If you look behind me, obviously if you're watching the video, you'll be able to see that I'm sitting in a chair and it's got a very plain background as well. Now, that is suitable for this video. However, if I was filming myself as a worker out on a construction site, then sitting in a chair in an office won't do any good. I would literally have to take my camera out and film outside of that business type, because it'll showcase the type of business I'm trying to portray. And it's very important to get that, that your business video suits your business type. If you're some sort of office worker, then you can get away with sitting in an office or outside of an office. However, the best way to portray your message is actually to get up and start moving, to use your hands, to look at the camera, and it all depends on where you are. You want to have a decent setting behind you. You want to make sure that you're not necessarily in front of your front doors. You want to make sure that you're in the best location possible for your business. And it might be outside of your garden. It might be outside of your advertising sign. It might be inside the office. You've just got to be very careful, because you might be beside a busy freeway. You might be near noisy dogs, and you might have light in your eyes. If that's the case, then you need to change the angle of your camera or move about so your setting is different. Now, you can film in a bad location and make it good, or you can film in a good location and make it bad. I mean this by, you could have the best setting, but have your camera set up so it's picking up distractions in the background, or you're not the center of the camera, you're not the center of the focus of the camera. And you could have power poles in the background, or rubbish spread out on the floor in the background. You want to make sure that you get a nice clean suite in the background. Remember, your setting is all about what people see in the camera. They're not watching you all of the time, they're also watching what's in your background. Now, if you film in a bad location, you can make it good by focusing your camera in closer to the person, or picking up only one aspect of the background, which is not so bad. Like, you might have a garden in the background, you might have some sort of open lawn, or the picture of a lake or another house in the background. Then try and angle your camera so you're not getting the bad elements, whether it's open drains and rubbish everywhere, or noisy kids in the background. Try and angle it so you can make the best of your situation. Okay, this brings us on to the message. The message is one of the most important aspects of your video. Why are we doing the video in the first place? We are trying to tell a message. Now, what is it that you are trying to say? Firstly, you need to introduce yourself. You need to introduce your business, what you do, but only briefly, because it's not about you and your business, it's really about your customer. So, in your message, you should have an introduction, and then what you want the customer to do. You should have a call to action, and that should only be one call to action, by the way. And if it's an introduction video, then an introduction video should be, "Hi, welcome to our site, we do this, we do this. Be sure to check out this free gift over here, and also read this article over here. Don't forget to collect your free gift on the way, blah, blah, blah." You see, I'm telling them what to do and where to go. If it's a lead capture video, you want them to leave you their name and email. So you would introduce yourself, and then you would simply ask them to collect their free gift and leave their name and email address. It's a call to action. You are speaking directly to the person. You're not speaking to the audience. So just remember that your message should be targeted to your customer. And whether it's just a prospect who hasn't bought anything off you yet, or whether it's a customer, you have to realize that they are very important. You're not talking to anyone else but that one person. So just be sure not to talk about too many things. Focus on one thing, and focus on the one person, your customer. Now, the video type. The video type is very important. You want to be able to showcase an introductory video, or a lead capture video, or a sales page video, or even a training video, and they're all different. An introductory video simply introduces yourself, your business, and you ask them to come and explore your site. and you welcome them to your site, and that's basically all it is. It should only go for 30 seconds to a minute. A lead capture video, on the other hand, may go for 30 seconds up to a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes. What you're trying to do is tell the customer what they can get for free or what you can do for them by simply leaving their name and email address. So it's all about what the customer can get by leaving their details. And that's very important. And as we said before, it should be short, sharp, and to the point. You shouldn't fluff around the edges and try to make it this or that. You're not trying to sell them anything. You're trying to give them stuff in exchange for their details. And that's very important you recognize that. A sales page video, on the other hand, can go between 2 minutes right up to 10 minutes. What you're trying to do is explain the benefits. You're trying to explain the features of the product that would suit the customer. Future casting can really paint a different picture. You find the issue that the customer might have, you aggravate the issue that the customer might have, and the pain that they may be feeling, and then you offer a solution. And not necessarily sell, 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 but the solution might be, well, this is how you would go about fixing your problem, and by the way, we've got a product that might be able to help you on this one as well. Okay, it's very important that you explain what the customer can get as a benefit by getting your product. And that's what a sales page is all about. Not sell, 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 but giving a solution for your customer. Okay, a training video, on the other hand, is to the point, and it may go between, 2 to 5 minutes, right up to 2 hours. I don't recommend you do 2 hours at a time. I recommend you break it up into at least half-hour blocks because people's attention span are very short and they get very tired of watching a video and trying to figure things out. So by putting it into half-hour segments, it allows them to have a break in the video, at least rub their eyes, grab a drink of water, and start again on the next video. Training videos should point exactly where you want people to go. It should be step by step, and it should explain things in a very easy to understand manner. And that goes without saying. Okay, now for an important message, and we'll be back in seconds.
Want to get the right tools for your internet business in one place? Get access to thousands of articles and software and even how-to help training videos? It's now available in one spot at the membership site that just keeps on giving. There's even complete PLR there for you to start using right away. Easy, fast, and effective. www.mywealthyweb.com/join. You'll become very powerful in your niche with the right tools. Join today. It's free.
Okay, welcome back. The next major important aspect of business video marketing is your customer benefits. It's important that your customer can get a benefit from whatever you're trying to give them, sell them, or show them. They need to get some sort of benefit. And even if it's a free product, they need to get some sort of benefit for them going out of their way to grab your free product. If it's a paid product, then they need to get a benefit out of buying your product. And just remember that it's all about the customer and their benefits, okay? So when you're talking in a video and you're explaining whatever it might be, you're not necessarily going on about the features. You will be going on about the customer benefit. Now, you can show some features of the product, but ultimately, we all want things that will benefit ourselves. And you got to look at that saying, which is, what's in it for me? Which is the WIFM factor. The WIFM factor is, what's in it for me? As a customer, they're going to be asking, what's in it for me? What benefit will I get out of your product or your information or your advice? What benefit will it do for me? And it might be that some of the features in the product will benefit the customer, but you don't want to go on all about the features. Just remember that the features are about the product and the benefits are about the customer. And if you get this correct and you recognize that the customer benefits are most important, then you will far exceed anything else. And any sales coming after that will be really directed towards the customer benefits. So much better. They're not salesy. The customer benefits are what the customer will get out of your advice or product. Right, the next major issue we've got is the length of the video and the producer. How long does your video go for? And here's the answer. It should only go as long as necessary to portray your message and get out a customer benefit. That's all. So if it's an introductory video, it should only go for 30 seconds to a minute because you've introduced yourself, you've said your message, and you've asked them to do some sort of call to action. You've welcomed them. That's it. 30 seconds to a minute. Done. So the length of the video, depending on what type of video, will have a certain length, and that will be dependent on how quickly or efficiently or well you can say your message and your call to action. And it's very important that you put a positive spin on these things as well, because if you portray things in some sort of negative light, then they're going to go, well, that video was way too short. If it's portrayed in a positive manner, they'll go, wow, is this it? Surely there's got to be more. And you've got to leave them with that feeling of wanting more. If you do a poor video, then the length of the video will really work against you. If you do a good video, then they'll want to get more and they'll seek you out and go to your next video. And that's important. The producer. Now, as we mentioned in the original videos, was that your producer should know how long the video goes for. He should see the beginning from the end. He should know exactly what he wants in terms of putting the whole video together. They should have a vision right from the beginning, and that pretty much sums that up. Right, the preparation. We mentioned in the earlier videos about it needs to flow smoothly, and you need to have time and preparation to set up your camera properly. You need to set up the lighting correctly. You need to check out the audio to make sure you haven't got any background noise, which is annoying to other people listening. You need to look into the background for distractions. You need to make sure you've got all of your screen capture video websites ready to go if you're doing a recorded video on your computer screen. You need to have things ready to go and at hand for when you need them, so you're not mucking around trying to go and find them here and there. Good preparation in the beginning will save a ton of time in the end. Okay, and the last aspect of video production and your business video production is the medium. What platform are you going to be doing it on? Is it a CD, a DVD, a USB? What format will you go into? Is it an MP4, an MOV, a WVM, a flash file? Just remember that not all video types play on all types of devices. For instance, a flash video will not play on an iPhone or an iPad. And you've got to look at some of the MOV files won't play on some of the PC applications. It's very important that you get an application which fits all. And there's many, many suites out there which can combine them properly. I find the MP4 format suits most devices, and there's a program out there which is the Easy Video Player or Easy Video Suite, and it pulls everything in together and makes it playable on all devices, and that's very important. So you've got to consider what your video will be sitting on and whether it's a desktop, whether it's going to be a iPad or a iPhone or some sort of Android smartphone. You need to consider what your audience, what your customer will get out of it. How will they look at your video? And that's important before you even start. Okay, now if you get all of these right, all of these elements, then everything will flow like clockwork. And it's important that you get it all correct, otherwise it's all going to be all over the place. So the 14-point checklist that we've gone through was the equipment, the props, the camera, the audio, the microphones, the lighting, the editing software, the settings, the film crew, the message, the type of video, the customer benefits, the length of the video, the preparation and the producer, and the platform. Now, if you have all of these working together, everything will work smoothly for you. So business video marketing strategies incorporate all of this information. And just remember that you can download your own free video marketing course at www.gethitstoyourwebsite.net/video. And it goes through a lot of these aspects as well, and even how to do screen capture properly and upload it, and it's very exciting. So that brings us to a close of this whole segment. It has been so much information crammed in there. I hope I didn't make your brain explode. Don't forget you can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DavidCummingsOnline. You can also follow us on Facebook, which is fb.com/businessvideomarketingstrategies. There's so much information to share, and we're very excited about what video can do for you. Next week, we're going to be looking at the different types of videos in more depth, what and when you should be using each, and how they're applicable to your business and your business video marketing strategy. I'm David Cummings from Business Video Marketing Strategies. Thank you and enjoy your week.